Blog Talk Radio.
It is Wednesday, January 14th. Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. You know, clear where I'm at. Hopefully, it's a beautiful one and a blessing for as well. I tell you this right now, though. What is not beautiful is this traffic I'm seeing. I'm looking outside my window right now, and let me tell you, it is looking crazy out here in these streets, man. Listen, be safe, all right? I'm in the A right now. So, listen, if you are in Atlanta at this very moment where I'm broadcasting from, be careful out here on these streets. It's looking pretty crazy, okay? Once again, I'm your host, Brandon Wallington. Today is going to be a great show. We got a lot that we're going to talk about. Talking about dealing with dreams, all right? Dealing with your dreams. What do you do with your dreams when you're trying to make it happen and you run into a little bit of adversity? You run into some issues. You run into some troubles, some dilemmas. I got A, B, and C going on, and this is what makes X, Y, Z happen. How do you get beyond it? How do you get beyond the doubters, the back setting events that can, could potentially happen in your life? We're going to talk about that in today's show, as well as play a little bit of new music and a little bit of old school music as well. Okay, we got a great brand new song that I want to play for you guys momentarily, as well as the old school song of the day as well. So I want to make sure that you guys check it out as well. Today's show is brought to you by AndGrandDesigns.com. That's AndGrandDesigns.com, AndGrandDesigns.com, where you can go get your multimedia done, your web designs done, your logos done, anything you need for your small business, medium-sized business, or your large-sized business, go get it done at AndGrandDesigns.com. We want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Wallington Show for over 2 years as well. Let's get into some music right now. This is my man Kim with the brand new song off of his new upcoming album. Make sure that you guys go get that new album. Big ups to Kim. I love this song right here. This is Nobody here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Pray for me so I can know why I can't get over you. Oh, babe, I lied to myself, but I can't deny the truth. Hey girl, I'm losing control, 'cause all I want is you, baby girl. How does it feel to be everything in my world?
Ain't never gonna.
Like you. Hey girl,
ain't never gonna.
That was Kim with Nobody off of his upcoming new album. Make sure that you guys go check that album out. Listen, man, Kim. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. I had to smooth it out a little bit. You know, it's been a little hype over here on the Brandon Wallinson Show, the past couple of episodes or shows that we've had as far as his music is concerned. So, you know, I stay current every single day, but every once in a while, you know, you got to smooth that stuff out. Make sure you smooth it out for your ladies as well. And smooth it out for fans also, okay? So I had to make sure I gave a little bit of love to the grown folks with that one as well, okay? Also, make sure that you guys, let's be friends, okay? Let's be friends online. I want to be your friend on Facebook. I want to be your friend. I want you to follow me on Twitter. I want you to follow me on Instagram. Check me out on YouTube as well, okay? Facebook.com/Wallington Show. That's WATLINGTON show. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U. As well as we're getting ready to get a lot of ridiculously huge things going on, really, to be honest with you. I'm so thankful for this blessing with our YouTube page and a lot of different interviews, show, different guests, different segments and features that we're going to be doing. Is really going to be something that I feel is going to be it's going to change the dynamics of really what we're able to accomplish here at Wallington Productions for the Brandon Wallington Show, okay? So definitely want to make sure that you guys stay aware of that. But make sure that you follow me on all three of those social network sites. That way you know what's going on not only with this show, but with my other shows. What's going on with me as well, okay? Because, you know, I talk to you, I'll let you know what's going on my mind and my heart. You know, as far as speaking engagements, as far as other shows I may be doing, what have you. So if you want some motivation, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Instagram. If you want to get, some information about some great music or hear about some great music that you never heard of before, hit me up on Instagram and Twitter as well, okay? I just had to make sure I got that out there. Today's show, okay, we are talking about something that a lot of people deal with. You believe in your dreams, okay? We find ourselves looking to attain certain levels of achievement or achieve greatness and do things bigger than what we can imagine. But what do you do when you're faced with adversity, dilemmas? We're going to talk about why people stop believing in themselves and what you need to do to see it through. I can tell you this right now. Every single one of you, you guys have been given a gift. God-given gift for something that's so amazing, so unbelievable that even you may not even think that's actually possible. But I tell you this right now, first and foremost, before we even really dive into the heart of this, you wouldn't have these dreams or these desires or these big thoughts of grandeur, as some people like to call them, for nothing. Okay, it's something that one of my favorite speakers says. Les Brown, he says, most people fail at life not because they aim too high and miss, but because they aim too low and hit. And some people never aim at all. So, when you have these dreams, understand that, hey, they may seem a little big. They may seem a little out of place. Like, what in the world is this about? Why am I having this vision? Why, you know, it sounds great, but can I really do that? It wouldn't have been given to you. It wouldn't have been delivered to you if you weren't the right person for it, okay? That's first and foremost. So I always want to make sure I let people understand and reemphasize that you are more than capable of making all of these things happen that your heart desires. As long as you're not trying to hurt anybody and it's for the good and you see that it's actually being of service, then you're always going to have that vision. You're always going to be able to have the capabilities of making it happen. I had a great opportunity to be part of a webinar, actually to listen in on a webinar yesterday. And from a young lady that I know by the name of BB, who is doing a phenomenal job. Go to her website as well. Check it out, omgiloveyourhair.com. omgiloveyourhair.com. She's got great advice for natural hair women. Women who are rocking the natural hair, you know, get away from the creamy crack. Oh, but as well as motivation and inspiration about how to empower yourself as well. So on the same tip of what we're doing here a little bit, but check her out. But her webinar was really a great way for me to sharpen my iron. I always say iron sharpens iron, and this was one of those situations because it's really about what do you do, what are the secrets, what are the tips and tools that you need to do to make sure that you go after what you need to go after. And listen, it's never going to be easy, but with the made-up mind, your future you will find is what I always say, okay? So with that being said, it's persistent. I look at it like this, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, all right? And if there's no will, then there's a won't. There's no will for you to do it, or you don't have the, or you don't want to have the will, there's always going to be a won't. I look at a situation currently, to be honest with you, okay? Truth moment, whatever you want to call it, this is my truth moment right here. You know what I'm doing right now? I've been doing it since the beginning of the new year. So we're only 2 weeks into it, though. But ever since New Year's, I've been getting up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. Every morning at 3 o'clock. Not only to make sure that I can get up, you know, meditate, pray, whatever the case is, work out. But that way I can work on my material, on my content, to have time to make it happen. I got a pretty busy household right now, okay? And when everybody's up. And my time is not my time anymore, unfortunately. Unfortunately, because I do enjoy quality time with the family, of course. But it's not Brandon. So I have to make sure that I can find time to do the things I need to do. Because once I have the house, I have 8 million other things I have to take care of in order to make sure everything is maintained. So I have to make sure that I'm able to focus on all things I need to focus on for not only this show, but also for the upcoming shows that we have coming up shortly as well. Some of the new endeavors that we have. So I had to make up the choice. I had to make the choice. I had to choose to get rid of the excuse. So I go to bed at 9 o'clock now. And I'll wake up at 3. That gives me 6 hours of sleep, which they usually say 6 to 8 hours is really what you need to make it happen. And then I get up and I start making it happen. I start filming. I start recording. I start doing a lot of different things to get it out the way. That way I can go ahead and start building up the quality of work that I want to build for my listeners and for the future. So we're still in the process of putting that together. But once we get the show the way, once we rebrand the show and rebuild the show and you see it for what it's going to be, you're definitely going to see and say to yourself, wow, this is totally unbelievable. How in the world does he have time to do it? I had to make the choice. I just decided. Everything in life is a choice. Just decide to do it. Once you have it in your mind that you're going to do it, nobody can stop you but you. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to get, and that's just the way it's going to be. You can knock me all you want to. Once I've made it up in my mind that I'm going to do something, I'm going to get it, I'm going to go after it, and it is going to happen. I may fall down 5 times. I may fall down 6 times. I may fall down one time. I may fall down 800 times. But guess what, baby? On 801, on the 800th one, I'm getting myself prepared to go after it again. And I'm going to bring a cushion just in case I fall in that 801. But either way, I'm getting back. It's really the honest to God truth. You know, Donnie McClurkin had a song talking about we fall down, but we get up. It's really the truth. It's not about what happens to you. Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% of how you respond to that. That's something I've been saying forever. But it's really the honest to God, the goodness truth, honest to God truth, okay? I look at a guy that I was mentoring for a while, really was in a bad place. He's in a job he totally hated. And I said, you know what, listen, man, why are you still there? No one's holding a gun to your head saying, hey, you got to stay there, all right? It's one of those jobs where they pay you just enough for you not to fire, and you're working not to quit. Yeah, they're paying you more enough that way that you don't quit. You're working hard enough, just barely enough not to get fired. One of those situations. I said, with the choice, we have a choice to do whatever it is that we want to do. There's positive and negative consequences with it. But no one's holding a gun to your head and saying that you cannot do the things that you want to do. He wanted to get into animation. So once I was able to encourage him and say, hey, listen, you know what? These people don't control your life. You control your life. It's just the moment, and it's the moment in your movement, okay? Don't let a moment pause your movement. You know what your movement is. So go move on that movement, all right? This job that you may have right now is only a temporary moment that's supposed to be a temporary situation. It's supposed to teach you something. All the adversity that you're dealing with, all the bad bosses that you're dealing with that you feel are crumbling your dreams or that are weighing on you and weighing you down, I tell you like this, something that I also learned in the webinar, and it's a saying that says, no man is your enemy, no man is your friend. Every man is a teacher. No one is your friend. No one is your enemy. But everybody is a teacher. Either you are teaching someone or someone is teaching you something. Whether or not it's something that you like or whether or not you dislike, you will learn something from someone that you encounter with. Okay? That's what the single life is all about. It's about interacting with others, going out there and actually finding your way and making your way. Because when you make your way, you'll learn your way. And learning your way is the only way that you're going to be able to make that happen, right? We're going to take a break right now. We're going to get into the old school song of the day. This is a classic song from 1981. I believe it is 1981, 1982. This actually inspired one of the most classic B-sides from Prince, Erotic City. Listen to this song here. You'll understand how Prince got the inspiration for his track that he did. The song I'm talking about is Laid Back with White Horse. Here on the Brandon Wallington Show, old school song of the day. Let's go. BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallinson Show. That was Laid Back with old school song of the day, White Horse. All right, two facts about that. Obviously, I already told you, well, second fact, actually. All of you old school bass music lovers, that song actually inspired probably one of the most interesting local rap songs I probably ever heard. That was Kilo Ali's White Horse, that which he used the hook from that to, on his song. So if you don't know who Kilo Ali is, look him up, check out the song. It's terrible and it's great at the same time. I mean, it's probably one of those things you just really can't explain, but it really got a lot of play depending on where you were located at. All right, but like I said, that was old school song of the day. Also, hit us up if you have any questions or if you want to, you know, suggest any show suggestions or, you know, have any questions for us or, you know, want to send your music to us, because obviously we have different guests, different artists, different actors, politicians, things of that nature. So hit us up at wallingtonshow@gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON show@gmail.com. All right. Hit us up there. Now, continuing on with what we were talking about, dealing with your dreams. Well, make sure I give you some examples of people who have really made it happen in spite of their circumstances or situation. Now, personally, that I know of. All right, I know I give analogies of myself and others at times, but make sure I give a few different ones. Because what I found is that really the way that most people get inspired is by seeing people around them, you know, do things. Either they see someone that they know do something big, or they admire someone from a distance, someone that they may not even know. But it just really lights a spark inside of them to say, hey, I can do this. Now, I'll tell you a story about how I inspired someone. I had no clue. This was back in, gosh, I was 13 years old. I had an idea to start a basketball league, and it was going to be like a junior NBA. It was going to be a basketball league for kids. I said, you know, because what happens is that, let's be honest, most of these kids that play basketball, majority of them are not going to make it to the NBA, but I wanted to give kids the opportunity to feel like they were in the NBA. So I had this whole entire thing mapped out, how we were going to do it. They were going to wear a jersey. They were going to have A, B, and C going on All-Star Weekend. I mean, it was crazy. I had it mapped out how much it would cost to play, participate, to sign up, and things of that nature, how much it would cost to run a gym. I had this whole entire business plan in my head, and I wrote it out at the age of 13, or 14, actually. I showed it to one of my friends, Greg Talton, who now is an accomplished member of the entertainment industry out there in California, dealing with a lot of TV shows and reality shows right now. So big ups to you, Talton. I never knew until he told me one day, he says, you know, Brandon, if you would never show me that business plan for your basketball league, I would never have wanted to go into business for myself as an entrepreneur with my own production company. It's just something like that just sparks a flame in someone. It's amazing what can really happen. And so, you know, I say, look for people. That's really how you can keep it going. Look for inspiration. Here's the thing. Inspiration isn't always going to find you. Sometimes you have to find it yourself, okay? So that's what I always tell people. Find some type of inspiration. Reading something positive every day, right before you wake, right as soon as you wake up, or right before you go to sleep or go to bed, is, I think, very vital, very important to your general psyche. It helps you out tremendously, as well as helps you really see things from another side and saying, hey, you know what, I can really make it. Another person I look at is a young lady who has no professional training as a chef, but she loves to cook and took a risk, took a leap of faith, and decided to go and pursue her dream. And not to say it was easy, but with her persistence and consistence, she was able to become a top chef. And now she works with, I mean, million-dollar celebrities now, okay? We're talking like within a matter of a year. I said, all these things are possible. It just takes the belief and the faith and the understanding that you can do it. I said, life is a fight for territory. The moment that you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will start happening. That's what I want to leave you guys with. But listen, you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great one. Talk to you next week. Peace.